In Indonesia's 16 years of democracy, the faces on the ballot have been dominated by military and political elites. 40-year-old musician Marzuki Muhammad voted for the first time in this election. In the past, he, like many of his generation, didn't feel as if there was anyone to vote for. But in Joko Widodo, he saw someone he could believe in. Ayo kawan dukung Jokowi kala, bersatu padu coblos nomor dua. Marzuki wrote this rap about the candidate that became a theme song for Jokowi supporters.
Ya, ini pemilihan yang sangat krusial dan akan dikenang sepanjang masa untuk diri.
This election was crucial. It was historic. I, like most people, feel exhausted and sick of our democracy being dominated by the elite. This is our chance to fight against the corrupt elite and return democracy to the people.
Marzuki says he was also deeply worried about a victory for the rival candidate, Prabowo Subianto, a former general who commanded the army's special forces under Suharto's dictatorship. Prabowo was fired from the military for kidnapping student activists in the 1990s during the final days of Suharto's rule. Musician Marzuki believes he would have taken Indonesia back to authoritarian rule.
There are lots of issues involving kidnappings and human rights abuses. I didn't want this nation to be built on lies. We have to become more transparent. We need to heal our wounds. We can forgive, but we can't forget those things.
Prabowo Subianto's campaign was funded by two of Indonesia's wealthiest men, Prabowo's brother and Golkar Party chairman Abu Rizal Bakri. In contrast, Jokowi's campaign was largely funded by a large number of individual donors, a first for an Indonesian presidential election. Historian and respected author Gunawan Muhammad says he's never seen people so intensely involved in politics.
This is one most beautiful moment in Indonesian history. Yeah, you can see how many people involved. The volunteers are the real heroes. Not the political parties, the people who put their money, their time, their energy into this idea of voting for Jokowi, which is not very clear idea, but the sentiment is there. How people sacrifice themselves for a common cause, which is unusual after so many years of cynicism. If I die tomorrow, I'm happy. If I have to die tomorrow, I'm happy to see this.
Jokowi is playing down his election victory. On board a traditional boat in Jakarta's historic harbour, he called for national unity.
Jokowi Toto dan Yusuf Kala menyerukan kepada saudara-saudara sebangsa dan setanah air.
We are telling you it's time to unite as an Indonesian nation once again. You now need to repair the damaged relationships within families, between friends, and heal divisions that have been created in the workplace.
Hubungan tetangga dengan tetangga, hubungan teman dengan teman yang sempat renggang.
The election has been the most divisive in Indonesia's democratic history. Prabowo ran an effective and slick campaign, and Jokowi has won by only a margin of 7%. Shortly before the official results were announced, Prabowo Subianto said he was withdrawing from the count, calling the process flawed.
Telah terjadi kecurangan yang masif, terstruktur.
There was massive structural and systematic cheating during the 2014 election. We will exercise our constitutional right to reject the presidential election and declare it unconstitutional.
Listening in the front row is Ibu Wani and her husband. They are dressed in the national colours of red and white, and their five-year-old son is wearing full military uniform and Prabowo pins.
We will protest this result. We can still take this to the Constitutional Court. There are many suspicious things. It is not possible that Jokowi could have won without some vote rigging.
She says her family would not accept Jokowi as their president.
He is not fit to be president. Just look at this face. He looks like an ordinary person off the street. He hasn't served or fought for his nation. He was just brought from the village to the city. The only person who is ready to sacrifice himself for the good of the nation is Pak Prabowo.
Punya istilahnya mengabdi sama negara kan bapak aja, udah lama. Under Indonesia's election laws, Prabowo now has the right to lodge a legal challenge in the Constitutional Court. While there have been some documented cases of irregularities, most international observers have declared the election free and fair. And for the first time, the Election Commission made all the vote tallying forms from the thousands of polling stations publicly available on their official website. A crowdsourced oversight project, Kawam Pemilu, attracted some 700 volunteers. They have been downloading the forms and doing their own count. Wandi Tuturong works as a consultant in Jakarta's financial district. During his free time, he's been monitoring the vote.
Yeah, because now everybody can participate. Everybody can see, everybody can participate, everybody can make their own counting. If the result is wins Jokowi or Prabowo, everybody will accept because they know the process. There is no black box anymore. It is transparent, and this is a very good initiative. I mean, I think transparency is in government is very important.
All eyes are now on Joko Widodo, a man who was raised in a bamboo shack in a riverbank slum, now president-elect of one of the world's largest democracies. He now has the difficult task of first uniting the nation of 250 million people before tackling issues such as rampant corruption, high unemployment, and Indonesia's crumbling infrastructure. Rebecca Henschke, Free Speech Radio News, Jakarta.